This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Next week, California voters head to the polls for a primary election. We think of California as a single state, of course, but if you probe the data and look at things like income, education, life expectancy, a more complex picture emerges. Demographer Sarah Bird Sharps, co-director of Measure of America, sees five separate Californias, each with its own separate social and economic reality. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, David.
What do you mean five Californians? It looks like one state to me on the map.
Yep. So we looked at how people were doing all along a spectrum in terms of well-being, and we found that it really broke down into five distinct profiles, which we called the five Californias.
Like 18% are metro, coastal, enclave California. That's the people who live near L.A., near San Francisco. We have struggling California. That's 38% of the population. What else do you have?
Well, at the very top, we have Silicon Valley, Shangri-La, and Shangri-La is in a couple of areas in Santa Clara. And then at the very bottom, we have the forsaken 5%, which is populations around inner city L.A., but also the San Joaquin Valley.
But the biggest population, you call them Main Street California. There's a major public policy implication.
Absolutely. One of the things that we found that really surprised us is that of the 2,500 high schools in California, about 100 high schools account for under half the dropouts. So if you want to deal with the dropout problem, you have to focus laser-like on those high schools. In terms of health, the thing that was really surprising to us is that the major gains aren't really so much from doctors and medicines, but they're really from the conditions we grow up in. So providing communities with walkability, reducing, you know, toxicity in neighborhoods, et cetera, is really critical.
Now, speaking again of the fancy pants part of California, Silicon Valley, what you call Shangri-La, I assume there are no public policy recommendations. Everything is perfect at that level.
Well, they definitely have all the tools they need in their toolbox to seize opportunities and to live to their full potential. Though one thing that we did find is a tremendous gender wage gap. So among high-wage professional women, these women are earning 49 cents to every dollar that men are earning.
49 cents for every buck.
That's right.
Sarah Bird Sharps is co-director of Measure of America. Thank you very much.
Thank you, David.